Chattanooga. It's Levitard from the Dan Levitard Show. Which you got? More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1, The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1, The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. We appreciate the quality of callers that we have on the Hardee's hotline, which is 648-1051. And we hope all of our listeners know the quality service that is the hallmark of the Hardee's chain everywhere. Regardless of where your local Hardee's may be, in and around Chattanooga, you can count on the same great food, the same affordability, and that same great service each and every time. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's quality connection. We're joined this hour by Russ Huseman, the former UTC and current head coach of the Richmond Spiders. We kind of joked about this about 30 minutes ago, but Russ, I mean, when you took this program over, you admitted you weren't that nervous, even though it was the first time you were ever a head coach. You were following a 1-11 team that went winless in SoCon play, and if memory serves, they lost every league game but one by 20 or more points. You are now taking over a program that has won 10 games each of the last two seasons. They opened up this past season by knocking off Bronco Mendenhall and UVA. How different does this feel for you, taking over an established program that obviously you won a national championship with as defensive coordinator?
A lot more pressure. I don't think there's any question about it. And you know, you went 2 or 3 at Chattanooga that first year, and you better quadruple that number or they're going to run you out of town pretty quick. So there's a lot of pressure there, but there's great tradition. There's excellent players there. They've done a good job, and we have a great returning nucleus there. And so if we can stay healthy, we'll win.
Explain to us, Wells is from the D.C. area, so he, you know, we were talking to him yesterday. He knows a lot more about Virginia, the state of Virginia, than we do. When you're in Chattanooga, and you talked about this with the crowds. I mean, you're fighting a lot of folks that may scoot up to Knoxville, Athens, Auburn, Alabama, wherever. What is it like when you're in Richmond? Is Richmond football? You don't quite have the passion for, I mean, I guess you do at Virginia Tech, but that's starting to get a little bit away from Richmond. But is it the biggest show in town, Richmond football?
Well, you got your same issues. I mean, it's just Virginia Tech, Virginia. They're in Richmond, and it's the same. I think everywhere you go, probably other than North Dakota State and Montana, and just look at those places. I mean, they're great places, but that's it. They're the show, and they're not competing with anybody. But you go to, no matter where you go, Richmond, Chattanooga, all over the place, it's you're competing against a major college program and a BCS program, and it's hard, and it's hard to attract enough people. But I gotta admit that Chattanooga does it as good as anybody. I mean, the numbers that we get are always top 20. We led the league in attendance 2 years in a row, or 2 years prior to this year. So it's hard. But, you know, Richmond built the stadium under the understanding that, all right, we're going to build a 9,000-seat stadium. We're going to get 9,000 people in there. And it's going to be a home field advantage for them. And they're going to limit the number of tickets that the opposing team gets. And I thought it was a good idea. And it's a beautiful stadium, by the way.
You're listening to UTC. I did the same thing you did.
Yeah.
Former UTC football coach Russ Huseman. I dare say someone I consider a friend, someone I'm going to miss, who moves north.
His face, you consider him a friend.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, just when he's sitting here next to me. Otherwise, you know, well, it is one of those things. Coach, as I think a lot of UTC fans, one, are very appreciative. I have not heard a whole lot of folks all that mad at you, understanding with the move. And they're very appreciative of what you've done here. I think a lot of their concern, though, is moving forward. If asked, how many people on this staff do you think could replace you if they were looking to promote from within?
I think there's some quality guys that I think Chattanooga will look at. I mean, I do. on our staff. So, you know, the direction they go, I don't know, but there are guys that are capable of being really good and continuing what we've done.
Do you expect for and they may or may not. I mean, but if would you expect Blackburn and those folks who are making the hire out there to ask your opinion at all?
No, I don't think so. You know, for one, to ask my opinion about guys on my staff, obviously I'm going to promote them,
right,
and talk very highly about them. You know, I think they got to see their body of work do I think they're going to ask me for my opinion? I don't think so.
Now, are you expecting it was you, it was Hugh Freeze, and help me.
Tony Ball.
Jason Simpson.
And Jason, those
Simpson
were the final three. That's
were the
right.
final three. I mean, do you expect that type of star-studded? I mean, seriously now, I mean.
Star-studded?
Well, I mean, you're now going to Richmond. Simpson is a consistent OVC contender. I mean, you talk about three guys who, I mean, granted, Hugh Freeze has dwarfed all of y'all. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, all things considered, I don't think Hugh Freeze would have had the same success and longevity here that you did. I think he would have been here 2 years and then
Correct.
Gone on to the next one.
I agree with that 100%.
So, I mean, I think UTC made
I would have had more wins than Hugh Freeze.
You dang here. Right you did. Taste it, Hugh Freeze. Taste it. I'm talking about, do you think
just because I hung in here.
You did. You hung in there. I mean, and anybody who can get a BJ, by golly. Hey, BJ Coleman, honestly, was that the biggest recruit you landed?
He was probably the most important one.
I think that's right.
Yeah, probably the most important one because of when he got here. You know, and I think where Chattanooga football was at the time, and he was just such a Chattanooga icon at the time, too, going to Tennessee. So that was a really important get for us, no question. So, you know, I'd have to say him at the time.
And you
outlasted. I think the one recruit that we got that won probably the most games for us was Jacob. You know, just because he could, you know, take over a game and he was probably our most heavily recruited guy too.
And you wound up outlasting three TFP beat writers, right? You went from John Frierson to Stephen Hargis to Gene Henley.
I don't even count Hargis in that
okay.
one. He was like that was a cup of coffee for Hargis, man.
648-1051.
Hargis can't say he knows me. He wasn't here long enough.
We have one more segment for calls for Russ Huseman. He'll be here one more segment. So if you want to talk to Russ, give him a buzz. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.